there's a second aspect to the torture, which is that Binyam Mohammed explained to me how he was taken to Morocco and they took the razor blades to him, and that was awful. But he said then he was taken for psychological torture in the dark prison in Kabul, where they played loud music at him, they played Barney the Purple Dinosaur at him endlessly at high volume for weeks. They used bright lights, they used cold, they used all sorts of different psychological methods on him. And he said, you know, which would you choose? Would you choose the razor blade to the genitals or the loud music? Most people say, well, I'd rather go for the loud music. He said, no, that's wrong. Because if you get physical torture, you know it's going to begin, you know it's going to end. It's awful, but you know it's going to have an end. The psychological torture, you gradually are losing your mind. And the way you should think about it is this, he said to me. He said, I'm going to give you a choice, which is that I blind you, I take out your eyes, or I drive you mad and you become totally insane for the rest of your life. Would you rather be blind or would you rather be insane? And that puts it in perspective. And I think then the majority of people say, well, actually, you know, I don't want to be blind, but I'd rather be blind. So it was something I'd never thought about, that the psychological torture is actually far worse than the physical torture. So I suppose that's another element of Guantanamo. But there's another element of the process, which again I hadn't thought about until my clients explained it to me. Shakarama said that it's not just the torture. He said, look, you want me to write up my torture diary? I've been here in Guantanamo for 5,000 days. You know, if I wrote a page for every day, that would be 5,000 pages. And that wouldn't capture what's really going on, because he said, the torture is for torture. That's what it's all about. It's just the fact of what we're going through, the fact of everything all the time is what is the torture. It's not the beating or whatever. And then you get to the people who are sitting in Guantanamo. They've been there for 16, 17 years. They've had no trial. They were held incommunicado for ages. You know, the people they're allowed to see is me. And I say, hi, I'm an American lawyer. Yeah, they can't see anyone who's not American or an interrogator. And so, you know, that itself, the isolation, the fact that you're held in isolation in Guantanamo is torture itself. And then to be told, yeah, maybe you'll be held here for 100 years without a trial, or maybe you go home tomorrow. You know, we've cleared you, you're nobody, but we're not going to let you go. All of this is just so bizarre